Here we go. One day before Election Day. It's a Monday. Happy Monday to you. Listen for The Drive at 5. Stories driving the news every single day at 5. It's all brought to you by ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh. Go ahead and demand that yellow van. Couple surprises on this Monday. Well, maybe one for you, one for me. Surprise for me, TV doesn't work in here. Although there's not a lot on Monday, so I'm all right. But I generally put the local news on at 4. There's all kind of other TVs I could see out in the newsroom, so I might be all right. There's that. Another surprise maybe for the listener. We knew about this. Margo not here today. Trevin is producing. Margo is in the afterglow of doing the news during the weekend and maybe in the aftermath of going to that Steeler game yesterday. I think that was her first Steeler game, she said. Anyway, we'll debrief her tomorrow on Election Day about all that. We got lots to talk about today. David Urban, political pundit, he joins just past 5 o'clock. Certainly want to talk to him about everything in terms of going to the polls tomorrow. All right, let's start here. And this is adjacent to going to the polls. It's also very scary at 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. I guess scary is the right word. It's at the very least concerning. So speaking of polls, Politico did this, and Public First. They got together and they did a survey of sorts, okay? Now, most Americans expect political violence to keep growing, they found, and believe, here's the scary part, that it's likely a political candidate will be assassinated in the next few years. But this is the country we're living in right now. A majority of Americans, 55%, expect political violence to increase, according to this new poll that they undertook. Now, this was after Charlie Kirk was assassinated. Think about this, and I'll give you some odds and ends of all of this. And I want to talk to you at 866-391-1020 and see if any of this surprises you, and also if it's ever okay to meet the political world with violence. I can't find a time, but apparently many of you do. Perhaps most troubling, a significant minority of the population, 24%, so essentially 1 in 4 people, believe that there are some instances where violence is justified. We went over a poll pretty similar to this, I don't know, 2 months ago, and it was before Charlie Kirk was killed. This now is much different. 24%. Believe that there are some instances where violence is justified. Now, there was little partisan divide in this belief, but a strong generational one. Younger Americans were significantly more likely than older ones to say violence can be justified. More than 1 in 3, 34-35%, under 45, agreed with the belief that violence can be justified. About 34-35%. Now, more than half of Americans say it's very likely that a political candidate gets assassinated in the next 5 years. Think of that at 866-391-1020. Trevin, I'm getting messages that my microphone is staticky again. So let's be sure to figure this one out very early in the stages of the show if we can. A political science professor from the University of Chicago, Robert Pape, P-A-P-E, he's quoted as saying in all of this, we're not on the brink of it, we're firmly in the grip of it. Violent populism. Okay? Now, all of this, 64% of Americans still say that political violence is never justified. But that's offset with 24% saying that it is, which is absolutely bonkers to me. Think about this. Last year, U.S. Capitol Police investigated nearly 10,000 concerning statements and threats against their members. That's just on Capitol Hill. That's not your local mayor. That's not your local police chief. That's nobody on the state level. That's just on Capitol Hill. That's not a magistrate or anybody like that. Now, 41% of Americans say they feel hesitant. Think about this as we go to the polls. 41% of Americans say they feel hesitant to share their political views in public. And that same number, 41% of Americans say they don't have a friend who votes for a different party than them. Is that last number the whole story here? That people don't feel the need, don't want to, don't have to, you're not going to tell me, to reach out to anybody who feels different. Text here, the Alexa's popping. Something's going on with the audio level. So let's make sure that we can square this away at 866-391-1020. Be sure to text that it all sounds great for everybody. But I'm just in control of talking into the microphone, just so everybody's aware who's texting. I don't control all the odds and ends, the levels, and the things. I just control the content. Now, is there ever a time where political violence is fine? I can't find it. I can't. It is a slippery slope. It is a thing in which, and a time in which, you have to measure, do you retaliate, and what is the right way to retaliate? You can't fight fire with fire. But to say that 24% of Americans feel that there are some instances where all of this is justified, political violence is justified, either toward people who believe a certain way or toward people who are holding those offices. That, to me, makes me stop. It makes me jump back. It makes me say, what in the world are we getting to? That's third world kind of stuff. It just is. And the reason I bring this up, and by the way, thank you. They say it's sounding better now. Good stuff. Whatever adjustment was made was great. The thing that strikes me that is crazy is that you only got one shot at this. There are people who probably are best and our brightest and the most qualified who read reports like this, see studies like this, follow polls like this, and they say, why in the world would I ever want to get into politics if there's a quotient of violence associated with it? Now, I'm not naive. That's happened for a long time. But as all these polls point out, it's never been this high. So as we get set to maybe re-elect some people, maybe elect some new people tomorrow, the level of violence in politics right now, number one, how do we quell it? And number two, is it really ever okay? I can't find an instance that it is. And why, on both sides, have we become so radicalized? 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. NASCO Roofing. Instant access. All our shows. Just a click away. Email us. InstantAccessKDKRadio.com.